this is the beginning of book capital H prime, May 28th, 1998, to Thursday, November 12th, 1998, continuing plasmid constructions. Thinking about mini genes for HBRT on page 9, Tuesday, June 2nd, an alternative HBRT. Alternative HBRT mini genes. And with Monday, June 1st, some overnight thoughts on future work, and attached four little pieces of paper that were written during the night. Typically at that time I would wake up with thought and write them down before going back to sleep. So here are three little sheets of paper with different things that were going through my head: detection of atherogenic or protective mutations, etc., cell type switching, and renal arteriolar work, etc. So those are always to me rather precious, these waking up in the night ideas, and writing them down on my old thought that during the night you scramble all of the information that was going on in the previous day and sometimes come up with new combinations, and these are the ideas that get written down at night. So page 10 and 11 are really quite nice illustration of how I would think about things. And still do occasionally, not so commonly. Beginning to think about cell type switching on the 13th, and a little comment, NM return day, she must have been away, Wednesday, June 3rd, all or none cell type switching. Several recent papers suggest that the cytoplasm may be able to switch the nuclear behavior in a nucleus transfer experiment, and some thoughts of this general type with a couple of these overnight pages attached. Thursday, June 4th, with a large cross out and counting chickens, evidently counting chickens before they hatch. Unknown significance. Something had been mixed up on Monday, June 8th, page 21, crisscross tests, and the conclusion that the tubes were mixed at some step, so they got mixed up. So on Thursday, June 12th, page 29, first try at an assembly which would presumably let the HBRT gene be inserted into the simian sarcoma virus locus in humans, but not very well documented here. First try at SSB HPRT Mini Assembly. It was a speedy test, and the conclusion was it was too speedy. So here I'm going on with this, repurifying the SSV 9HB fragment, etc. Trying to make this construct. More down to earth, you see our primers for the A-section 10 nail sequencing Thursday, June 18th, page 37. At the HPRT constructs. Tuesday, June 23rd, my birthday. Page 51. R1 excision, HPRT Delta. So let's see. June 23rd in 1998 would be my 73rd birthday. Mm-hmm. Mm. Just doing ordinary experiments that a graduate student might do. Saturday, July 4th, Nibuyo's back, Nibuyo NM return day, page 55, HPRT promoter homologous recombination construct. Something that in the end turned out to be quite valuable was gap repair. Vicky Valencius did quite a bit of work on that. On Tuesday, July 7th, page 59, there are some thoughts on gap repair, modified July 28th. A possible use of HPRT Delta by Delta HPRT to assist in long gap repair for Nobuyuki. Presumably Nobuyuki Takahashi. More thoughts on HPRT promoter on Saturday, July 25th, page 61, back from there was a gap between July 7th and July 25th, which evidently had been to Australia and Taiwan. it says, the various constructs are being considered again on page 62, Sunday, July 26th. And then Haptoglobin comes back to mind, Wednesday, July 29th, page 65, Haptoglobin knockout. Some thoughts on Haptoglobin and iron transport. Thinking it might be useful to work with the gene. A paper by Olson, a specific expression of haptoglobin in implantation stage rabbit uterine epithelium, HB and Sertoli cell, etc. So, possible idea being to make a haptoglobin transgene. HB10, yes, cell, etc., etc., to try to improve germline transmission. Not very well stated. So, continue with the HBRT manipulations, Friday, July 31st, page 67, and the following day, 69, page 69. Friday, July 31st, a reminder that it was my father's birthday, was July 31st. But he wasn't, of course, alive at that time. More work on HPRT. Delta. And other constructs being made. Thinking of using Creelox duplications. Page 83, Friday, August 7th, received plasmids from Alan Bradley, where he was using Creelox sequences and copies of my letters to him and of his replies. Page 93, Saturday, August 15th, back to Stellar models. Masaki Ito visited for about 2 weeks, ending August 16th, and he demonstrated the two feedback loops will reproduce the renin feedback better than the old model. So he'd been some modifications of the Stellar models to try to reproduce what was being seen practically. Thank you. haptic lobe end still in the mind on page 111, Friday, September 11th, thoughts on haptic lobe end minus minus. Randy Thresher has many targeted clones in several ES cell lines that give haptic lobe end disruption, but none go germline. Some thoughts on what to do about it. And beginning to make a plasmid which would have the EGFP gene in the HPRT locus on page 113, September 12th. Begin EGFP HPRT delta construct. Making the internal ribosomal enterocyte fragment driving the EGFP gene from starting with a commercially available plasmid on page 119. Some thoughts on September 19th, page 121, on transformation, etc., on use of adeno-associated virus, etc. Rather complicated arguments that never, to my knowledge, led anywhere. Continuing to make these various plasmids. Some thoughts on Saturday, October 17th, mm-hmm. page 145. Is this red?
Mm-hmm. It is.
A little comment there. Accidental color. The whole page is written with a red pen, and my color vision is so poor that I had thought that it was a black pen. Though I can, looking at it now, see a little difference, but I wouldn't have recognized it as being obviously red. But this is talking about on cell metaplasia versus metamorphosis. Our renin cell number work emphasizes the persistence or recruitment of renin-producing cells in the afferent glomerular arterioles. That's work done with Ariel Gomez. And there is a little one of these odd pieces of paper, whether at night or not, I'm not sure, but excise the heart and dissect up the coronaries with the Gomez HCL method, a stain for lipid, etc. Consider the cell type to be determined by switching on-off states. Have a large number of independent systems, etc. Various thoughts on what might be going on. plasmid construction and checking continues to the end of this book, which ends on Thursday, November 12th, testing for contamination. A conclusion, a strange contaminant in all the cells, in all the samples. Look for it in gel too, etc. So, the conclusion, 81 failed, 82 confirmed expectations. So, trying to determine what's going on ends this book on Thursday, November 12th, page 163.